You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Shali Pittman with a quick news update. Racine Unified wants to boost reading scores, and by 2027, it wants three-quarters of its K through third graders reading at grade level. The districts added new early literacy coaches for third graders this year. Next year, fourth graders will get them too. That's according to data shared during a work group last week. Read more at racinecountyi.com. Some semis in Waukesha have a special passenger today, a trooper in a truck. State Patrol troopers are riding along with truck and bus drivers. They're using the high vantage point to spot dangerous driving. So if they see you speeding, texting, or tailgating, they'll radio to officers nearby. It's part of a statewide effort this week to cut down on crashes near big rigs. 1 week from today, Matadors, Javelins, and Gremlins come home to Kenosha. The world's largest AMC car show kicks off next Tuesday and runs through July 27th. The main event of the Kenosha Homecoming Car Show happens next Saturday in Kennedy Park. But all week long, there'll be cruise-ins, open houses, and special events at historic AMC sites across the city. Auto production in Kenosha dates back to 1902, and AMC was one of the most iconic brands built here. Car assembly stopped in 1988, and engine manufacturing wrapped up in 2010. But the legacy still rolls on. And that's news from WRJN. I'm Shali Pittman. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
A new champion in the home run derby. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball slugger Cal Raleigh of the Seattle Mariners won the home run derby in Atlanta. Raleigh with a total of 54 home runs hit. The All-Star game going on tonight. Freddie Peralta, rookie Jacob Mizorowski, and closer Trevor McGill all there to represent the Brewers. McGill asked, where did reaching the All-Star game rank on his list of goals this season?
This was number one for me this year. You guys asked me earlier this season, and I kept it to myself that this is what, you know, I was striving for. A lot of hard work and a lot of pitchers in front of me, a lot of my bullpen guys in front of me, you know, putting it down and giving me the opportunity to go out there and get saves this year. So, without the guys around me, this probably wouldn't be possible.
Basketball, it's the Bucks and the Chicago Bulls tomorrow in Las Vegas in summer league action. How hard is it to build a roster these days? GM John Horst.
I think the NBA is as compelling and competitive today as it's ever been. There are genuinely 5, 6, 7, 8 teams, you know, going into a season that have a real chance to play. There are elite players on these teams in both conferences. Our young players are starting to contribute at a high level. You're going to see some of these guys pop again for us this year, just like you saw AJ Green pop for us last year. Ryan Rollins is getting ready to come. I'm just thankful that we get to kind of operate in that system and try to do things that we can.
That's Bucks GM John Horst. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The summer box office remains financially healthy thanks to The Man of Steel. Superman was the top dog, to no one's surprise, pulling in $122 million domestically over the weekend and almost another $100 million from overseas. Here at home, that's the third biggest opening of the year. The news was good for DC Comics, as director James Gunn is also the co-head of the whole operation, so they needed this to be a winner. Rounding out the top five were all big-time blockbuster-esque films. Jurassic World Rebirth was the top dog last week and came in second place with $40 million big ones. In its third week of release, F1 delivered $13 million at the box office. And rounding out the fourth and fifth place were kid flicks How to Train Your Dragon, which came in with close to $8 million, and Pixar's Elio, which came in with just under $4 million. Superman is expected to top the charts again next week, as there will be no real competition until The Fantastic Four, First Steps, hits the big screen July 25th. Do I recommend Superman? Sort of. As a video, it rocks. But as a movie, I guess it's still just okay. First, the good. James Gunn keeps the action and story moving along nicely. nicely. The film relies on what we already know about Superman, his adoptive parents in Kansas, and Lex Luthor, who in this installment resembles a certain billionaire. The filmmakers choose to go right to the bells and whistles, i.e. action, music, and some stunning effects. They even introduce a character that looks like it stumbled into the wrong movie from Jurassic World. There were a few other tangential issues I had, including a couple Daily Planet reporters who didn't even need to be in the film. And with a total of about 5 lines, actor Wendell Pierce as Perry White had absolutely nothing to do in the film. But Pierce is a great actor and deserves the residual checks coming his way. The main players, David Cornsweet and Rachel Brosnahan, are great as Superman and Lois. Having said that, there is definitely enough cinematic energy in this movie to make the theater-going experience more fun than watching it at home. Everyone loves an underdog story. Sean Astin is hoping to unseat Fran Drescher and become the new SAG-AFTRA president. The real underdogs here are the Screen Actors Guild and the American Federation of TV and Radio Artists Unions, who are coming off a 2023 4-month-long strike. The unions face uncertainty in the age of AI and studios who are now owned by major conglomerates. It's Rudy versus the nanny, so get some popcorn ready and hope that SAG ends up with the right leader. Actors are often perceived as narcissistic egomaniacs. Not saying those people don't exist, but actor Stellan Skarsgård is not one of them. The 74-year-old Swedish actor, who has sired 8 children, most of whom are actors, took a pay cut on the film's sentimental value so the crew could have better lunches. Skarsgård spent what equals $50,000 of his own money to make sure the crew was well fed, which he says will benefit the project in the long run. He is absolutely right and an incredible actor. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be sunny and humid today. Our high in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop to around 71. And then tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun with scattered showers and thunderstorms tomorrow. And tomorrow night, our high tomorrow in the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 75.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.